The superscription of his accusation was written over him, "The King of the Jews." With him they crucified two robbers, one on his right hand and one on his left. The scripture was fulfilled, which says, "He was numbered with transgressors." Those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others, he can't save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross that we may see and believe him." Those who were crucified with him insulted him. When the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which being interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by when they heard it said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." One ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Let him be, let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down." Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the spirit. The veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. When the centurion, who stood by opposite him, saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women watching from afar, among whom were both Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and served him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had now come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member, who also himself was looking for the kingdom of God, came. He boldly went in to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead long. When he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. He brought a linen cloth, and taking him down, wound him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb which had been cut out of a rock. He rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.